Chuck Okobe, 37 years old, was born November 18th, and former Pittsburgh Steeler, entrepreneur, and actor. I'm from Pittsburgh. I was born November 18th, 1978, Shadyside Hospital. And both my parents are immigrants. They came to the United States to study in school. My mother went to, she did some classes at Chatham. She went to Robert Morris. My mom's big into education. My dad was a doctor and used to work for UPMC. I lived in the East End. I went to Catholic school. I went to Sacred Heart in Shadyside. I used to play baseball at Mellon Park, and you know, those are the biggest memories I have, is playing baseball as a kid. I was, like I said, I was always a really big Pirates fan, a really big baseball fan. About the age of 7, I remember I just started 3rd grade. I was always the youngest kid in my class, and they would ask people different things, their favorite foods, what do you want to be, and every week they would highlight one student in our class. And when they asked me what I wanted to be, I said I wanted to be a gladiator. And the teacher said, well, they don't have gladiators anymore. I said, no, you don't understand. I just want to be in the arena and entertain people. And that's what I saw gladiators doing, you know, if you think back to old times. And so at a very young age, I knew I wanted to play professional sports. And that's how I lived my life every single day. Every day I played baseball after school, like it was my job. Didn't make it in baseball. But I made it in sports. Both of my parents being educated, school was always a really big deal in my house. And my older sister always got A's. And, you know, I was right behind her, so that just put pressure on me. So even though I was always focused on playing sports, you know, school was part of the deal. So one thing that Dan Rooney and Art Rooney, the man who started the Pittsburgh Steelers, would tell the players is that playing professional sports, that's not your life's work. It's a start. It's like your first job, first real job. But I knew going into it that I was going to have to figure out what I wanted to do when I was finished. And my big thing was that I didn't want to work for another person. I wanted to work for myself. I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do. And life takes some funny turns. So, you know, I ended up doing the bed and breakfast, which is my main thing, and dabbling in some other aspects of art, things that interest me. And so once I was done, I got hurt my last 2 years. I had hurt both of my arms, and I was tired of being in rehab, so I just stopped playing football. It's too violent. It's important that athletes educate themselves on how the world really works. What's it like for that fan sitting in the stands watching you? Because one day you're going to be him. There's only a handful of guys who make as much money as Ben Roethlisberger. There's only a handful of guys that make as much money as Andrew McCutchen. Most of these athletes are not going to leave the game with 8-9 figures in the bank. One day they're going to be the guy in the stands. And the sooner you come to that realization, the better off you'll be when you retire. Music has always been a big part of my existence and my experience here on this planet Earth. It's funny how I can hear a song, a very old song, and it takes me back in time to the moment in time when maybe I first heard that song, or maybe it was a song I used to listen to with my friends when I was a kid. And whether you recognize it or not, it's like our lives have a soundtrack to it. You know, without the music, I mean, what would it be? And so music was always a natural draw for me. Discipline. The word discipline is misused a lot, though. When you think about discipline, you think about getting in trouble and being disciplined, but that's not what I mean. What I mean is, what discipline is what you do every single day. If you get up every morning and brush your teeth, that's a discipline. Every morning I get up, I brush my teeth. Boom. That's what you do. So when you have a goal in mind that you want to achieve, if you want to be a fashion designer, if you want to be an athlete or a doctor, you figure out what it's going to take to get there, and you have to do it every single day. Every day of your life, it's like a tapestry, and it's all just, you know, tapestry has different pieces. Every day of your life is like, it's part of the tapestry that's going to make the big picture. So the discipline of doing what it takes to get to where you want to go, and doing it frequently enough that when you add up all those days, it makes a really big difference. So I would say discipline is probably the biggest secret, if there's any.